Chapter 39. 11. I dined with Lord Anglesea today, who had 7 Irishmen to be my companions, of which 2 only were coxcombs. 1 I did not know, and t'other was young Blith, 7, who is a puppy of figure here, with a fine chariot. He asked me one day at court, when I had been just talking with some lords who stood near me, "Doctor, when shall we see you in the county of Meath?" I whispered him to take care what he said, for the people would think he was some barbarian. He never would speak to me since, till we met today. I went to Lady Masham's tonight, and sat with Lord Treasurer and the secretary there till past 2 o'clock, and when I came home, found some letters from Ireland, which I read, but can say nothing of them till tomorrow, 'tis so very late, but I ate, must always be. .9, later early. Night dealest solace. 10, 12. 1 letter was from the Bishop of Clare last night, and t'other from Walls, about Mrs. South's 11, salary, and his own pension of £18 for his tithe of the park. I will do nothing in either. The first I cannot serve in, and the other is a trifle. Only you may tell him I had his letter, and will speak to Ned Southwell about what he desires me. You say nothing of your dean's receiving my letter. I find Clements, 12, whom I recommended to Lord Anglesea last year, at Wall's desire, or rather the Bishop of Clare's, is mightily in Lord Anglesea's favor. You may tell the Bishop and Wall so. I said to Lord Anglesea that I was glad I had the good luck to recommend him, etc. I dined in the city with my printer, to consult with him about some papers Lord Treasurer gave me last night, as he always does, too late. However, I will do something with them. My third cold is a little better. I never had anything like it before, 3 colds successively. I hope I shall have the fourth. 13. Those messengers come from Holland today, and they brought over the 6 packets that were due. I know not the particulars yet, for when I was with the secretary at noon they were just opening, but one thing I find, that the Dutch are playing us tricks, and tampering with the French. They are dogs. I shall know more tomorrow. .md. 14. 13. I dined today privately with my friend Lewis, at his lodgings, to consult about some observations on the barrier treaty. Our news from Holland is not good. The French raise difficulties, and make such offers to the Allies as cannot be accepted. And the Dutch are uneasy that we are likely to get anything for ourselves, and the Whigs are glad at all this. I came home early, and have been very busy 3 or 4 hours. I had a letter from Dr. Pratt, 15, today by a private hand, recommending the bearer to me, for something that I shall not trouble myself about. Wesley, 16, writ to recommend the same fellow to me. His expression is that, hearing I am acquainted with my Lord Treasurer, he desires I would do so and so. A matter of nothing. What puppies are mankind? I hope I shall be wiser when I have once done with courts. I think you have troubled me much with your recommendations. I would do you all the service, 17, I could. Pray have you got your aplomb? 18, Merrim PPT? I paid for it but yesterday, that puts me in mind of it. I writ an inventory of what things I sent by Lee in one of my letters. Did you compare it with what you got? I hear nothing of your cards now. Do you never play? Yes, at Ballygal. Go to bed. Night, dealist MD. 19, 14. Our society dined today at Mr. Secretary's house. I went there at 4, but hearing the House of Commons would sit late upon the barrier treaty, I went for an hour to Kensington, to see Lord Masham's children. My young nephew, 20, his son of 6 months old, has got a swelling in his neck. I fear it is the evil. We did not go to dinner till late at night, and I left them at 10. The Commons have been very severe on the barrier treaty, as you will find by their votes. A Whig member took out the conduct of the Allies, and read that passage about the succession with great resentment, but none seconded him. The Church party carried every vote by a great majority. The A. BB 21, Dublin is so railed at by all who come from Ireland, that I can defend him no longer. Lord Anglesea assured me that the story of applying piso out of Tacitus 22, two Lord Treasurers being wounded is true. I believe the Duke of Beaufort will be admitted to our society next meeting. Today I published the Fable of Midas, 23, a poem, printed in a loose half sheet of paper. I know not how it will sell, but it passed wonderfully at our society tonight. And Mr. Secretary read it before me the other night to Lord Treasurer, at Lord Masham's, where they equally approved of it. Tell me how it passes with you. I think this paper is larger than ordinary, for here is 6 days' journal, and no nearer the bottom. I fear these journals are very dull. Night, my dearest lives. 15. Mr. Lewis and I dined by invitation with a Scotch acquaintance, after I had been very busy in my chamber till 2 afternoon. My third cold is now very troublesome on my breast, especially in the morning. This is a great revolution in my health. Colds never used to return so soon with me, or last so long. 'Tis very surprising this news today of the Dauphin and Dauphess both dying within 6 days. They say the old king is almost heartbroken. He has had prodigious mortifications in his family. The Dauphin has left 2 little sons, of 4 and 2 years old. The eldest is sick. There is a foolish story got about the town that Lord Strafford, one of our plenipotentiaries, is in the interests of France, and it has been a good, well said that Lord Privy Seal, 24, and he do not agree very well. They are both long practiced in business, but neither of them of much parts. Strafford has some life and spirit, but is infinitely proud, and wholly illiterate. Knight, M.D. 16. I dined today in the city with my printer, to finish something I am doing about the Barrier Treaty. 25, but it is not quite done. I went this evening to Lord Masham's, where Lord Treasurer sat with us till past 12. The Lords have voted an address to the Queen, to tell her they are not satisfied with the King of France's offers. The Whigs brought it in of a sudden, and the court could not prevent it, and therefore did not oppose it. The House of Lords is too strong in Whigs, notwithstanding the new creations, for they are very diligent, and the Tories as lazy. The side that is down has always most industry. The Whigs intended to have made a vote that would reflect on Lord Treasurer, but their project was not ripe. I hit my face such a rap, by calling the coach to stop tonight, that it is plague I sore, the bone beneath the eye. Knight D. Logs. 17. The court was mighty full today, and has been these many Sundays, but the Queen was not at chapel. She has got a little fit of the gout in her foot. The good of going to court is that one sees all one's acquaintance, whom otherwise I should hardly meet twice a year. Prince Eugene dines with the secretary today, with about 7 or 8 general officers, or foreign ministers. They will be all drunk, I am sure. I never was in company with this prince. I have proposed to some lords that we should have a sober meal with him, but I can't compass it. It has come over in the Dutch newsprints that I was arrested on an action of £20,000 by the Duke of Marlborough. I did not like my court invitation today, so Sir Andrew Fountain and I went and dined with Mrs. Van. I came home at 6, and have been very busy till this minute, and it is past 12. So I got into bed to write to M.D. M.D. 26, we reckon the Dauphin's death will put forward the peace a good deal. Pray is Dr. Griffith, 27, reconciled to me yet? Have I done enough to soften him? .28, night dealist logs. 18. Lewis had Giscard's picture. He bought it, and offered it to Lord Treasurer, who promised to send for it, but never did. So I made Lewis give it me, and I have it in my room. And now Lord Treasurer says he will take it from me. Is that fair? He designs to have it at length in the clothes he was when he did the action, and a penknife in his hand, and Neller is to copy it from this that I have. I intended to dine with Lord Treasurer today, but he has put me off till tomorrow, so I dined with Lord Dublin. You know Lord Dublin very well. He is a brother of the society. Well, but I have received a letter from the Bishop of Cloyne to solicit an affair for him with Lord Treasurer and with the Parliament, which I will do as soon as fly. I am not near so keen about other people's affairs as... .29 PPT used to reproach me about. It was a judgment on me. Harky, idle dearies both. Meetings I begin to one day riddle flom 30 MD. Faith, and so I do. I doubt you have been in pain about the report of my being arrested. The pamphleteers have let me alone this month, which is a great wonder. Only the third part of the answer to the conduct, which has lately come out. Did I tell you of it already? The House of Commons goes on in mauling the late ministry and their proceedings. Night Dealist MD. 31, 19. I dined with Lord Treasurer today, and sat with him till 10, in spite of my teeth, though my printer waited for me to correct a sheet. I told him of 4 lines I writ extemper with my pencil, on a bit of paper in his house, while he lay wounded. Some of the servants, I suppose, made waste paper of them, and he never had heard of them. Shall I tell them you? They were inscribed to Mr. Harley's physician. Thus, on Britain Europe's safety lies. 32, Britain is lost, if Harley dies. Harley depends upon your skill. Think what you save, or what you kill. Are not they well enough, to be done offhand? For that is the meaning of the word extemper, which you did not know, did you? I proposed that some company should dine with him on the 8th of March, which was the day he was wounded. But he says he designs that the lords of the cabinet, who then sat with him, should dine that day with him. 33, however, he has invited me to. I am not got rid of my cold. It plagues me in the morning chiefly. Night, MD. 20. After waiting to catch the secretary coming out from Sir Thomas Hanmer for 2 hours, in vain, about some business, I went into the city to my printer to correct some sheets of the barrier treaty and remarks, which must be finished tomorrow. I have been horrible busy for some days past with this and some other things, and I wanted some very necessary papers, which the secretary was to give me, and the pamphlet must now be published without them. But they are all busy too. Sir Thomas Hanmer is chairman of the committee for drawing up a representation of the state of the nation, 34, to the Queen, where all the wrong steps of the Allies and late ministry about the war will be mentioned. The secretary, I suppose, was helping him about it today. I believe it will be a pepperer. Night, Deal MD. 21. I have been 6 hours today morning writing 19 pages of a letter to Lord Treasurer about forming a society or academy to correct and fix the English language. 35. Is English a speech or a language? It will not be above 5 or 6 more. I will send it to him tomorrow and will print it if he desires me. I dined, you know, with our society today. Thursday is our day. We had a new member admitted. It was the Duke of Beaufort. We had 13 met. Brother Ormond was not there, but sent his excuse that Prince Eugene dined with him. I left them at 7, being engaged to go to Sir Thomas Hanmer, who desired I would see him at that hour. His business was that I would heen by heen metavo I tron zubbleton srigporan siap not lestoigubn. 36, which I consented to do. But know not whether I shall succeed, because it is a little out of my way. However, I have taken my share. Night, MD. 22. I finished the rest of my letter to Lord Treasurer today, and sent it to him about 1 o'clock, and then dined privately with my friend Mr. Lewis, to talk over some affairs of moment. I had gotten the 13th volume of Rymer's collection of the records of the Tower for the University of Dublin. 37, I have 2 volumes now. I will write to the provost, to know how I shall send them to him. No, I won't, for I will bring them myself among my own books. I was with Hanmer this morning, and there were the secretary and chancellor of the exchequer, 38, very busy with him, laying their heads together about the representation. I went to Lord Masham's tonight, and Lady Masham made me read to her a pretty twopenny pamphlet, called The St. Albans Ghost. 39. I thought I had read it myself. So did they, but I did not. Lord Treasurer came down to us from the Queen, and we stayed till 2 o'clock. That is the best night place I have. The usual 40 company are Lord and Lady Masham, Lord Treasurer, Dr. Arbuthnot, and I, sometimes the secretary, and sometimes Mrs. Hill of the bedchamber, Lady Masham's sister. I assure you, it am really right now, but this goes tomorrow. And I must have time to converse with own Richard M.D. Knight, dealest solace. 41, 23. I have no news to tell you this last day, nor do I know where I shall dine. I hear the secretary is a little out of order. Perhaps I may dine there, perhaps not. I sent Hanmer what he wanted from me. I know not how he will approve of it. I was to do more of the same sort. I am going out, and must carry this in my pocket to give it at some general post house. I will talk further with you at night. I suppose in my next I shall answer a letter from M.D. that will be sent me. On Tuesday it will be 4 weeks since I had your last, N. 226. This day se'nnight I expect one, for that will be something more than a full month. Farewell, M.D. Dot dealist. Dot dot M.D. 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 Dot dot me. Dot dot Lokes. Dot dot Leal. 42. Letter 42. 1. London, February 23, 1711-12. After having disposed my last letter in the post office, I am now to begin this with telling M.D. that I dined with the secretary today, who is much out of order with a cold, and feverish. Yet he went to the cabinet council tonight at 6, against my will. The secretary is much the greatest commoner in England, and turns the whole parliament, who can do nothing without him. And if he lives, and has his health, will, I believe, be one day at the head of affairs. I have told him sometimes that, if I were a dozen years younger, I would cultivate his favor, and trust my fortune with his. But what care you for all this? I am sorry when I came first acquainted with this ministry, that I did not send you their names and characters, and then you would have relished, what, too, I would have writ, especially if I had let you into the particulars of affairs. But enough of this. Knight, dealest Lokes. 24. I went early this morning to the secretary, who is not yet well. Sir Thomas Hanmer and the Chancellor of the Exchequer came while I was there, and he would not let me stir, so I did not go to church, but was busy with them till noon, about the affair I told you in my last. The other two went away, and I dined with the secretary, and found my head very much out of order, but no absolute fit, and I have not been well all this day. It has shook me a little. I sometimes sit up very late at Lord Masham's, and have writ much for several days past. But I will amend both, for I have now very little business, and hope I shall have no more, and I am resolved to be a great writer this summer in Ireland. I was to see Mrs. Wesley this evening, who has been somewhat better for this month past, and talks of returning to the Bath in a few weeks. Our piece goes on but slowly, the Dutch are playing tricks, and we do not push it strongly as we ought. The fault of our court is delay, of which the Queen has a great deal, and Lord Treasurer is not without his share. But pay Richard M.D. let us know a little of your life, Anton Velsesons. 3. Do you play at Omber, or visit the Dean, and Goody Walls and Stoits and Manleys, as usual? I must have a letter from you, to fill the other side of this sheet. Let me know what you do. Is my aunt alive yet? Oh, pray, now I think of it, be so kind to step to my aunt, and take notice of my great-grandfather's picture. You know he has a ring on his finger, with a seal of an anchor and dolphin about it. But I think there is besides, at the bottom of the picture, the same coat of arms quartered with another, which I suppose, was my great-grandmother's. If this be so, it is a stronger argument than the seal. And pray see, whether you think that coat of arms was drawn at the same time with the picture, or whether it be of a later hand, and ask my aunt what she knows about it. But perhaps there is no such coat of arms on the picture, and I only dreamed it. My reason is, because I would ask some herald here whether I should choose that coat, or one in Gillam's large folio of heraldry, for where my uncle Godwin is named with another coat of arms of 3 stacks. This is sad stuff to write. So knight, M.D. 25. I was this morning again with the secretary, and we were 2 hours busy, and then went together to the park, Hyde Park, I mean, and he walked to cure his cold, and we were looking at 2 Arabian horses sent some time ago to Lord Treasurer. 5. The Duke of Marlborough's coach overtook us, with his grace and Lord Godolphin in it, but they did not see us, to our great satisfaction, for neither of us desired that either of those 2 lords should see us together. There was 6 ladies riding like cavaliers to take the air. My head is better today. I dined with the secretary, but we did no business after dinner, and at 6 I walked into the fields. The days are grown pure and long. Then I went to visit Percival 6 and his family, whom I had seen but 2 since they came to town. They too are going to the bath next month. Countess Doll of Meath, 7, is such an owl that, wherever I visit, people are asking me whether I know such an Irish lady, and her figure and her foppery. I came home early, and have been amusing myself with looking into one of Rymer's volumes of the records of the Tower, and am mighty easy to think I have no urgent business upon my hands. My 3rd cold is not yet off. I sometimes cough, and am not right with it in the morning. Did I tell you that I believe it is Lady Masham's hot room that gives it me? I never knew such a stove, and in my conscience I believe both my lord and she, my lord treasurer, Mr. Secretary, and myself have all suffered by it. We have all had colds together, but I walk home on foot. Nighty Lokes. 26. I was again busy with the secretary. 8. We read over some papers, and did a good deal of business, and I dined with him, and we were to do more business after dinner, but after dinner is after dinner, an old saying and a true, much drinking, little thinking. We had company with us, and nothing could be done, and I am to go there again tomorrow. I have now nothing to do, and the Parliament, by the Queen's recommendation, is to take some method for preventing libels, etc., which will include pamphlets, I suppose. I don't know what method they will take, but it comes on in a day or two. Today in the morning I visited upwards. First I saw the Duke of Ormond below stairs, and gave him joy of his being declared general in Flanders. Then I went up 1 pair of stairs, and sat with the Duchess. Then I went up another pair of stairs, and paid a visit to Lady Betty, and desired her woman to go up to the garret, that I might pass 30 minutes with her, but she was young and handsome, and would not. The Duke is our president this week, and I have bespoke a small dinner on purpose, for good example. Night M. Idealist Lokes. 27. I was again with the secretary this morning, but we only read over some papers with Sir Thomas Hanmer. Then I called at Lord Treasurer's. It was his levee day, but I went up to his bedchamber, and said what I had to say. I. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.